I appear before you because my son Jordan was shot and killed last November while sitting in the back seat of a friend's car listening to loud music.
Speaking before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, Lucia McBeth recalled the events that led to the death of her son Jordan Davis in Jacksonville. The man who killed him invoked Stand Your Ground, saying he told Davis and his friends to turn down their music and then shot at the group in self-defense because he believed one of them had a gun. But McBeth says that's not true.
The man who killed him opened fire on four unarmed teenagers, even as they tried to move out of harm's way. That man was empowered by the Stand Your Ground statute. I am here to tell you there was no ground to stand.
Her son's case has been compared to that of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed teen who was shot and killed last year by Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman. Zimmerman, too, claims self-defense. And Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, says there needs to be a change.
As I think about this as a mother, and I think about how many kids walk to the store and how many kids now feel that they cannot be safe in their own community, I think about what kind of message we are sending as parents, as lawmakers, because remember, these are our kids in our communities. Don't feel safe. Don't feel safe simply walking to the store to get candy and a drink.
Many other guest speakers also cited Trayvon Martin's case, but the panel's vice chair, Texas Republican Ted Cruz, says he doesn't see why. Cruz argued Stand Your Ground wasn't a factor in the trial, adding that's why he also didn't see a purpose in Tuesday's hearing.
The subject of this hearing, the Stand Your Ground laws, was not a defense that Mr. Zimmerman raised. So this entire hearing, the topic of this hearing is not the issue on which that trial turned. And sadly, we know that some in our political process have a desire to exploit that tragic, violent incident for agendas that have nothing to do with that young man who lost his life.
It was later pointed out that a judge cited the law to the jury before they handed down their verdict acquitting Zimmerman. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, who chairs the committee, says he disagrees with Cruz about the purpose of the hearing. He says it's worth discussing the racial implications of Stand Your Ground and its effect on gun legislation in Congress.
It is also important that Congress review Stand Your Ground law because of the way proposed federal legislation implicates those laws. Just this past April, 57 senators voted for a gun lobby amendment that would allow a person who receives a concealed carry permit in one state to carry his gun in every state, even if the person would be disqualified from getting a permit in the other states because of criminal convictions, inadequate training, or other factors.
Meanwhile, bills have already been filed for Florida's 2014 legislative session that would either amend or repeal Stand Your Ground, but both face an uncertain fate. A hearing is slated for next week in the Florida House to consider the bill aiming to repeal the law. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.